What is up, everybody? Another episode of the Banter Zone. Here with my boy.
What's happening, Terry?
Back at it once again. Staying strong. Not slipping. No. I'm trying not to slip.
We might slip this week. It's supposed to snow or get really cold this week. So man.
Yeah, like, it's going to drop. I'm going to see, like, minus 40s or no? I heard that maybe.
That's 40s. Get out of here.
No, not right away, but I heard by the end of the month there was a chance we're going to start seeing, like, minus 40.
Oh, we've been lucky.
For, like, a week.
We've been lucky.
It's been pretty nice.
It has been. I'm not
complaining. So we can't really, like, give us a week of the bad stuff and then move on to spring. Let's go. Let's go, Ty. Let's go. Spring means a couple things this year, so pretty big.
Yeah.
CPL being the biggest, of course. But some strange things have gone on over this last week. Some exciting things. But I'll let Harry take it with... I'd say this has got to be one of the stories of the week. Like,
all right. Okay. I'll let you explain the background of it, but I'm just going to bring up the crazy part behind this. So if you haven't heard already, Iniesta
Blackface
had to apologize to everybody on social media because there was something that was posted on social media last week. It was the fact that, what was it called again? They're celebrating.
It's a Three Kings festival that they have in Spain or something.
Correct.
Like that. So, and one of the kings happens to be black. So instead of getting
a black person to actually play the role, they decided to paint his face.
Come on now, you can't find this black person just to be like, yeah, we need you for a little bit. Just
like, how hard is it?
Dress up like a king. No, let's just slap on some black paint on somebody.
You know, I hate getting into these racial conversations, but it's consistently happening.
It's funny.
Okay, in a sense, maybe people are getting a really, what am I looking for? They're really sensitive these days, but at the same time, it's common sense.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I don't know, it was kind of...
Use that paint for something else. Go, paint... A wall, do something.
Yeah, poor choice.
Definitely a poor choice.
But that. I think there's an innocence behind it. I don't think there was anything racist. It was just like, well, I guess people are going to get offended now. Because
okay, but common sense. Where's the common sense behind that?
Yeah, but that's like stuff that's like super offensive in North America.
Can I ask you something? Like, Matt, let me ask you a quick question here, okay? If you wanted a purple popsicle, would you go to the store, buy yourself an orange one, and then find some dye and paint it purple?
I don't like purple popsicles.
But don't matter. You know what I'm saying. Like, come on. Don't do it. Nobody out there, don't do it. This is how you start banning people from stadiums. Speaking about banning.
With that note.
Yeah. Speaking about banning people from stadiums. So, if you guys already don't know about this, who was it again?
The Italians like doing this.
The Italian League. Yes, sorry. Thank you. Lost my moment there. The Italian League. So, they've banned people from the stadiums due to violence.
Racism.
All this other stuff.
Racism seems to be like the most predominant one lately.
Yeah, like something going on. I don't know what it is.
Eastern Europe and Italy, I guess, still get it bad, but...
I don't know what it is.
Inter Milan.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, fans are banned from the stadiums. Nobody's allowed to go in there. Nobody's allowed to watch it except for the team managers. You know, that's it. Like, besides that, if you don't play for the team, you're not on the team, you don't enter there. But they have proposed to allow kids into the stadiums during the ban. My first question... is how old are these kids allowed to be? Like, just a sign of waiver to let your kids in? What if they get hurt? They fall down the stairs? How does that work?
Yeah, it's just going to be like a bunch of rowdy kids running around the stadium.
Yeah.
Probably being worse than the adults would be.
I was just about to say, you think about it. You want to talk about being sensitive.
Can you imagine being like 14 years old running around in the stadium during a game with nobody around?
I got no mommy. I got no daddy here.
I'm doing some dumb shit.
Yeah. Like, it's not only you. It's going to be the rest of you and your crew.
Yeah, you're going to grab people and everybody's going to be doing dumb shit. So it's probably worse off. I think it's worse off
that way. Don't get me wrong. It does look bad in all these stadiums. And we've seen a few pictures. We're like...
Empty,
it looks like
empty.
It looks like they're practicing. It's a scrimmage. Yeah. Like there's nobody there. empty stadiums. But I don't know. I don't know. It'd be cool to let the kids in. It's great for the game because you grow fans. But is it actually good for the stadium itself?
Yeah.
Like you want to talk about riots? Kids riot because they're.
Yeah, I got three boys. They riot like once a week.
It's funny
like,
though.
Yeah, just let the stadiums be empty, kind of like how the Man City Stadium was empty during the Carabao Cup semifinal game against, I believe it was Bristol, I can't remember. But like they were making fun of the Man City fans because the stadium was pretty empty when they got there. They thought it was like, did we come to the wrong stadium? Like, is it, is there a game today?
There is a game. Just a traffic jam created all the issues.
And it was, anyway, everyone just likes to make fun of the city, calls them the plastics, right? Because yeah. It wasn't an important game. It was like, of course we're going to win. And they destroyed them. Like, was it 7-0?
Yeah, I hope they enjoyed destroying them in front of a crowd of all those old people.
Of, yeah, their own fans that traveled. That was pretty much it. But, yeah, I mean, that's some good now, I guess. Get rid of all the negative. This is great. Okay, a little change of scenery here. Get out of the negative.
Yeah, let's get into the positives here. So, yeah. Ronaldinho. Okay, I'm not talking about Ronaldo, Fat Ronaldo. I'm talking about Ronaldinho. So he was just put in, or just got his feet plastered and honored in the Rio...
North American Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
of course, I didn't say that word to mess it up. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's awfully close to a word that's really offensive in Spanish, so I'm glad Harry left it aside.
Yeah, I kind of read it and I was like, ooh.
It's a very derogatory term. Funny, though, but still.
And the last thing I wanted to do was have any like sensitive fans that they're like,
yeah.
Harry said this.
Yeah. You know, you probably might have offended somebody by saying sensitive fans. Oh. How dare you?
Get over yourself. but no, that's a huge award. That's amazing. There's only,
I mean, decorated career. Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice to see his career go a little longer than it did.
Yeah.
But he seemed to have some issues along the way, you know, injuries and all that stuff, but...
He did make a splash in 2002, the World Cup, 2006 in the World Cup, if you don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, he's class. He's touched like nobody else in his time.
The speed behind him. He kind of set the stage.
How many people, like Neymar's one of his idols. Yeah. You know, these are the guys. He was just unreal.
So it's great. It's good to see. I'm happy to hear that.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. What else do you want to get into? You want to like get away from this? Want to get into what?
Let's go over to England a little bit.
All right, some English. I like this. Let's do it.
So we hit up with that one story, and this is coming out of the Championship, so second division.
Oh, God.
But Leeds United, sitting top.
Yeah, second division.
They're going to come up to the Premier League, so that's huge for United. Leeds rivalry back in the Premier League will be madness.
Do you think... but, I'll say it first, and then I'll tell you. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. But so their coach decided to go and spy... and pick up all their drills during one of their practices. I don't know why you do that. Why is somebody in there?
But the thing is Bielsa has been doing that his whole career as a manager.
He has a rap sheet behind all of this.
He's always done it. And even publicly, he was like, yeah, I did it. I was like, what are you going to do? I sent somebody in the bushes. And he was like spying through the bushes.
Taking everything. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong.
It's worse. Look at them. They're running away.
But now the question is, why are you sitting at the top? And why are you almost out of relegation right now? Spying. Do you think that's going to cause any issues maybe in the future? Do you think they will get relegated because of this? Or do you think this was just a slap on the wrist? And
he's never been in trouble for it, and he's done it many times.
Technically speaking, he did get in trouble for this. Or no, he got called out for this.
But he was like, yeah, I did it. So, I mean, it's like, I don't think anything's going to happen. And that's funny, because Bielsa's like, how do you think he's done? Maybe that's the secret to why everyone's like, Bielsa's the greatest, one of the greatest managers of all time. Look at that. MF-er has been cheating his whole career. I almost said it. But he's like, he has been doing that for as long as he's been managing. And he openly admits it. But that's, I guess, true, it's like if you're trying to, I guess, like compare it maybe to war. I don't know. But like, he's always trying to win the battle. But he's like, it's ruthless.
Yeah, but there's a way to do it. There's a way not to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not like he's over there watching. He just hires people to go and stand in the bushes.
Like, what do you think his excuse would be? Like, I decided to go out for dinner with this one guy. This one guy came up to me and said, hey, you know what? Why don't I do this for you as a project on the side? He's like, yeah, it's probably a joke. Go ahead, do it.
No, he was like, yo, I need you to go watch and spy and let me know what's going on.
You're
going to
enjoy this meal for free today because you're going to do this.
Come for free and go. Let's go. Let me know. It's awesome. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's... I think it's cheating. Do you think it's cheating?
Of course it's cheating.
Because now you're watching the training and the tactics, I guess.
You're watching the other team. It's like sitting in class. Remember when we were
But you still everybody gets to watch game footage. I mean, everything's open to the public. Game footage, right?
But there's just game footage, and then there's going on.
It's like the preparations for the week.
Preparation.
Today, junior.
But yeah, no, it's a... I don't know. Good on him, I guess?
Cheating bastard.
Remember hiding like all my... Like all the answers in my socks and stuff when I was younger.
Yeah. Oh, see, like now you're being all critical. Look at you, Mr. Angel.
I did well in school, though.
Yeah, see? You're criticizing this man? You just openly admitted to doing the same shit.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Does it work? Did that work?
It was like too late. He's already done. So he can't do nothing to change it. Who cares, right?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Like I said, save a tongue. What are you going to do? Like, are you going to do it? No, forget it then. Yeah. See you later. Let's move on.
Well, let's go into a high note, okay? This has been a high note. You guys definitely are tired of us hearing us talk about this, but...
I think we're like the worst fans because we're like, as soon as something bad happens, it's like the United fans shut down and like stay quiet and hide. But then as soon as things are up, we're like in people's faces. We're like, yeah.
But we don't hide when things are bad.
Well, we have no choice because we're always in front of the camera. We just like... We got to a point where we were just tired of talking about how bad they were.
And you accused me of being a bandwagon jumper a few months ago.
That's because you were like, fire everybody! Like, burn the stadium!
Get rid of them! That's it! No Gatorade for you! No Gatorade!
We had every right to feel that way, but look at now, Ole, and then...
What are we, 6-game streak right now?
Yeah, the most as a...
Wheels are turning.
History. Yeah, that one's a kind of a skewed... Because how many, like... I mean, they've had managers, obviously, lots, but Sir Alex took a big chunk of those years away.
Big chunk.
But he did, win your first 6 games.
To that question, do you believe they should sign him? Do you guys believe they should sign Ole for at least a one-year contract?
For what he's done? I think a one-year contract as a manager would almost be like a slap in the face, almost. So, you know what I mean? Hear me out, though. Because... If you're going to have faith in them, it's going to take more than a year to get the team to where you're at. Because you're going to sign a couple players. You're going to make some moves and make some changes. So you're going to need 2-3 years to make this project work. So he's already in it now, right? So would it be maybe give him a 2-year? Give him a 2-year. Then he's got next year to sort out the rest of the kinks and get on that level where he's up top. And now he's like fighting for Premier League and maybe doing something in Champions League. Now you're like, okay, well, let's look at that extension now. Because then at that point, it's like, you'll know if he's not having as high of a high, then you only got 1 year left on the contract. But if it's only 1 year, I feel like you're not giving him enough faith. And this is not like a little shit club that you don't... that's the only... Like, you're right, I think he needs... But, like, give him... He's got this year to wrap it up and show well. And then if that, give him 2 years, I'd say. 2 years to prove, to give them that opportunity.
I agree in a sense, but I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm fully wrong. But I think 1 year will be okay. Yeah, as much as you believe it could be a slap in the face.
I just feel like it wouldn't instill that confidence as much.
In him or the team?
In him. Like, it wouldn't instill the confidence from into, like, a personally. You don't feel like you have the confidence of the chairman. And then maybe it reflects on the players. Like, the players don't think that the management has enough confidence in you.
True. But I don't know.
I'd be weird if they're like, stay another year and then throw a bunch of money at the team and then build a team around a guy you're only going to keep for a year as a manager.
Okay, yeah, fine.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a
done with this conversation.
That's because <'cause laughs> I win. I win.
Anyway, six game winning streak. Okay, we won again. We just beat Tottenham. That was our sixth game. Dea, what is there to say about this goalkeeper? I know he's going to leave next season. I know he's not going to stay with Man U next season.
No, he just extended. He just pushed that. He had a clause for one more year, and they.
Wow, I'm a bad fan. I didn't even read that.
Yeah, it just kind of came out of nowhere and quietly because it was like, oh, we're in like the gutters and everything was crap. So they're like, oh, we have that 1 year option in your contract, so let's choose to. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. So he's got 1 year left because his contract was up at the end of this year.
Okay.
So then he's got, we got him for one more year. So hopefully they do something well and then we can keep him. But he was unreal against Tottenham. But in the same 11 shots, you think about if we played like City and we were conceded 11 shots in the second half. How many of those do you think would have gotten in? There was a lot that were within his range.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He made some crazy saves. But there was a lot that he did. Like, Kane kind of shit the bed on a couple of the shots. Like,
they didn't
make him work all that much. Positionally, he's one of the best. Obviously, he's proved that he's one of the best goalies in the world. He's arguably, I would say, he's number one.
Best in the world. And you can listen to everybody. Like, we even talked to Dylan. Dylan's like, you guys got one of the best keepers there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on, because if we continue this, we're going to go on forever.
All day, we'll
and you guys are going to sit here and be like, hey, we're done.
Yeah. Like, isn't this a Canadian show? We'll get there. Just relax.
Give us a few minutes here, okay?
Yeah. We're going to get all the other crap.
Let's talk about another team here, okay? Let's talk about a team that is sitting pretty high up, I believe, fifth place. I've only been beat once this season. And, yeah.
Thank you, Arsenal, by the way, for dropping those points.
I was just about to say, that was huge for us. I was trying not to go back there.
But you gotta take that shot. Now we have every right.
But West Ham did defeat Arsenal.
Yeah.
So that's great. I'm okay with that. West Ham sitting in ninth place anyways.
It doesn't affect us.
But the fact that they beat Arsenal, I'm just like, thank you.
Now we're tied.
Thank you.
We tied in points.
Yeah.
We're only six back at Tottenham. I feel like this is that... You know, the push is on now for top four. There's still enough games left. I think the push is on. Like, that's obviously, that's the what they're going to go for, obviously. It's just to run out the rest of the season winning everything, of course, because that's the goal in the sport. But I think they have a strong possibility. Chelsea is looking okay. There's that Hazard drama. The Eden Hazard drama is coming back up again. They kind of look a little shaky at times. Not that United is like... the best team in the world all of a sudden. No, because they're far from it. Like, Phil Jones looked like trash, and that's why 11 shots. I think 9 of them came from Phil Jones' side. He does not know what to do, and he should be like...
No.
He should be working like a chippy shop somewhere in England. Like, that's fish and chips.
Just harsh. Just harsh.
I think we keep going back to United, though.
I know.
But
I we're on a high right now.
So
just keep going.
We're gonna exhaust the shit out of this.
But if you guys haven't seen the table, this is the greatest part. So City's sitting in second place. Oh, I can't use that. But they are 4 points behind the top rated team right now, which is Liverpool, which is great.
Those are the two teams that I don't want to be at the top of the table, in that order. Like, I don't want Liverpool on top, number one, and I don't want City as number two. Like, could they just be three or four? But it's going to be crazy, one of those two.
But talking about number three, we got Tottenham sitting at 3, 5 points behind.
Yeah, behind City, yeah. And we're not that much farther back. We're six of Tottenham.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, seven. Because we got Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man U, and then Watford. Like, remember we started talking about this at the beginning of the season? Yeah. Like, I don't understand where they came from.
Yeah. And they're still like lingering in there.
That's awesome though. Like, I've never been a Watford fan. No. If there's Watford fans out there, good on you. But where and how?
Yeah, they're always like a mid to bottom of the table club. Like,
but this time they're
doing well and staying out of limelight. Like, Leicester's up there too.
Yeah, Leicester City.
Yeah,
West Ham. Everton, whatever. Everton's like
kind of typical.
Yeah, it's typical. Like, they're like,
they love
tenth. And then they're like,
whoa. Yeah, they'll push up to fifth, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, they always end up in like 10th place. They just kind of open
the matter. They stay on relegation. That's all the biggest thing out there. So, yeah.
That's really.
Let's get off the CPL, because if we continue the CPL, we just won't stop.
EPL. Now it's CPL. So, obviously, there has been. Quite a bit going on in the CPL.
What was released last week was the table for, what do you call that, Canadian Champions League?
The Canadian Championship, and then obviously Toronto FC won it last year, so they are in the semi-final, but it's...
That's right.
And then the other, there's Valor, FC Edmonton, and Hamilton, and then the rest of the CPL teams, plus Vaughan from the Ontario, one, and then from the Quebec League... I'm drawing a blank on
this. Yeah, that's fine. Right, but the crazy part of you look at the table is, you know, there's, especially in Calgary right now, we talk about watching the team flourish. Do you think it's going to hinder us for having to play all those rounds and get to the end? Do you think it's going to create some issues? Do you think we're going to get knocked out? Like,
I think where it's tough is that the depth on the squads. Because you look at like the teams that's an extra home and home. So if you push to the last round, and let's say call it Cavalry just because they're in the first round. So it's 5 rounds, I believe, home and home. That's an extra 10 games you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're pushing an extra 10 games out of these players. And the caps are small. So the depth isn't really there. So is 5 rounds too much? I think.
I think Give me your answer. Like, do you think 5 grams are too much?
Honestly, I think that you're not going to have the quality of the depth, so it's going to affect... I think it could affect the quality near the end of the season, I think.
So even getting off the Calgary thing, do you think it was a bad decision from them on how they planned it out to have the 5 rounds?
Well, did you, like... I mean, it's hard to really say because everyone's got the... like, on Twitter, everyone was just picking apart the choice of the rounds and... And how do you pick? Because why is Cavalry in round one? And why are the other guys in the second round?
Yeah.
But it's because I feel like it's because FC Edmonton came from a higher entity before.
And I'm not hating on that. No. I just hate on the city.
Yeah, because it's Edmonton. So even one of the fans made a comment on Twitter about as of the football or soccer. And he's like, does it matter? And I was like, another salty Oilers fan, and put up a gif of like an Oilers player smashing his stick, and he just laughed. So this is a good sport about it, but yeah, like Oilers fans are just crusty because their teams suck. Oh, anyways, fans are. Anyways, I'm not saying FC Edmonton because I've never seen them play, and this is a whole new thing. So I wish them all the best.
So what do you think? What do you think? So I know it's a little bit too early to kind of decide upon this, but out of that first round, do you have the table by chance for the first round?
It should be in here.
Is Dylan back with us yet? I haven't seen Dylan in a while.
No, because the Bundesliga report will resume
next week.
I don't think next week yet. Because when they're still on break, the Germans, they don't.
What are they celebrating?
No, like I don't know. I think it's Christmas though. They just don't play. They get like a month off at Christmas time.
It'd be nice to be off for a month.
Yeah, it would be. So format. First round.
Okay, first round. Here it is.
You got Cavs, Wanderers, Pacific FC, York 9, Blainville. Sorry for forgetting that. From the Quebec League 1. And then from the League 1-0, you got Vaughan, Azuri, which are the teams that won their respective leagues.
So out of that round, so going to the second round.
So they go home and home in the first one. Winner of home and home, aggregate score.
Correct.
The three move on. And those three will place in the second round.
So against either Valor, Forge FC, or Edmonton FC.
Yeah.
So out of that first one, who do you think will move over to play in the second round? Like, give me your three teams off of that. You got Calgary, you got Halifax, you got Pacific, you got York, you got the Quebec League.
This is a blind prediction almost because, like, some of the teams are still...
There's nothing better than a blind prediction. Yeah. We look back on this and be like... I told you so.
Blind prediction. I'm going to say... It's like, you know, I just don't want to be hated for what I say. But Cavs, Wanderers...
Are you hated than me?
I'm going to say Cavs, the Wanderers, and Pacific are going to push through.
What?
I think York will fall behind Blainville and Vaughan will not advance through.
That's funny because I believe Vaughan's going to advance through.
You think there's going to be an upset there?
Yep.
So what if they draw Cavalry? Would that change your opinion?
No.
See, he said it, not me.
I'm gonna go Vaughan. I'm gonna go York 9, and I hate to do this, but I'm gonna go Pacific. I don't think Calgary's gonna make it through the first round.
That's harsh.
I don't think Calgary's gonna make it through the first round. I'm sorry, and I apologize. But when you have a grandfather like Nicol Edward playing for you, you know, that's
just taking shots. Jesus, hey. Shots fired. And this has been the last episode of
I was just about to say, we are now officially shut down.
We will be done now. But you know what I really want to see? This is something I want to ask you. So let's say, obviously, this next round, okay. And however it works out, whoever goes through in the next round, do you see a CPL beating Whitecaps?
Impact, yes. I'm not even going to let you finish that. Yes. And not because I think the MLS is shit. And I'm not saying you guys play like shit. I'm not saying that your league is crap. I'm not saying that you guys have bad players, but you have.
But just for the record, it is
shit. Sorry. As I say it like 3-4 times. I believe a CPL team will come through and they will beat an MLS team. And one big thing that I'm going to say, especially to these Canadian MLS teams out there, is they're going to see the talent that is behind the CPL. And I think a lot of the managers from the MLS are actually going to look back and say, you know what? We should have either signed these players, number one, and which is great because these players will move up. But at the same time, maybe they're actually going to understand that maybe we should try to change up our style of play because I believe that's one of the biggest things. So, yes, to answer that question, I believe an MLS team will get beat out.
Out of these, so in round, do you think they're out?
Yeah,
I'd have to agree with you. I think. Do you think Fury will go through?
The Ottawa Fury?
I don't think that's going to be a good game to see.
I want to see, because that's karma. That is karma.
The CPL team and Ottawa Fury, that game is going to be a good one.
I think I'm going to just say it because I just out of straight hate right now.
CPL, we need to be at that game, just so you know. Ottawa Fury and whoever.
I would have a field day.
Toronto FC, another team I'd also love. Bradley's been talking so much trash that he feels like he's on the right side of his career now, finally. Bro.
Due to what reason?
The ship has sailed. And, like, he is... I heard he's kind of a dank. And he's... I've heard, like, two sides of it. He's quite a bit of a dank, but then he's also, like...
It's the same thing you tell your kids. Nice. Get over yourself. That's the exact thing I'm going to say here. Get over yourself.
That's really...
There's nothing left for you. You've hit your peak... Because there was no peak for you.
Yeah, you peaked in the MLS.
You know, and then it's over. It's done with. So
like you're, yeah, like that's the kind of player you are, and that's where you're gonna be. So don't get it twisted, bro. You're MLS career. You've been in other places before, but this is where you belong, and this is where the bulk of your career is gone, and this is where it's gonna stay, bro. So I hope you guys get lit up by a CPL team too.
I hope they do. What else we got? Do we got anything else going on, or are we just gonna?
We got to talk about this depth chart because CPL, CanPL.ca, released a depth chart for Canada Men's Soccer. I know I'm awkward in a position right now because I'm moving and scrolling because there's a lot of players named in this. But
where's that hand?
It's not over here. But.
Hit this depth chart. Hit us up. Tell us. Break it down quick.
So virtually, they're just talking about who are we looking at in Canada soccer that is the next guys to make noise and who are we looking at. Like, okay. this is our depth in our national team squad. Goalkeepers, we got Milan Borjan, Red Star Belgrade, everyone knows who he is. Max Kripal, who's gone over to the Whitecaps.
Yeah.
Simon Thomas, Foothills FC, prior. Also, prior was Whitecaps. And then you got on the cusp, so these are the younger guys coming up and coming. You got Boosty from Juve, Lutweiler from Blackburn Rovers, Pantomis from Impact, and you got Marco Carducci.
Which is not a surprise, to be honest with you.
Tyson Farago from Valor FC. So two CPL guys in there right off the bat. Simon Thomas, Whitecaps, and Calgary Foothills FC.
Marco still has... I'm not going back to this because he's a Calgary player and we've hung out with him. We've talked to him. But Marco...
This is completely unbiased.
Marco is one of the youngest keepers in the league right now.
Boosty's young too, but...
You look at Marco's sheet, like, you know, for example, let's just talk about one place. He's like played for the Whitecaps, okay? He's done well. He's grown himself. But at the same time, he has a full career ahead of him. And... I'm not saying I want to see him leave the CPL, but I think that in a few years from now, he's going to be signed from a bigger team in a bigger league.
That's what we hope to see, yeah. Like, these guys, this is like a...
Like, and if you do, you are going to fly us up for that first game because we just dropped you.
We're helping this along. Marco Carducci, starting keeper.
But he is one of the youngest keepers out there. Yeah. Sorry, I stole your thunder.
No, it's all good. So then, obviously, they go with, like, right fullbacks, center backs and everything. So... Fullbacks, you got Petrasso that's in there now, Godinho from Hearts Midlothian, and then from Lyon 2, Zach Brotgler. I don't really know who that player is, to be honest. We also on the cusp from Dundee United, and then we got Chris Serbent, Cavalry FC, and then Juan Cordova, who I had no idea that he was Canadian, but he's playing Huachipato, which is in first division in Chile, and I had no idea, so it's cool to see. But again, like,
he's like, yeah, he's from my own country. I like this guy.
He should be in there too.
But get out of here, okay?
Cavalry player in there. So good to see again. Center backs, depth here. I think depth. I got big guys, right? Cornelius, Donnell Henry.
You are.
I know. That's why you're a defender and I score goals. Straight. James, who's at Michelin, FC Michelin.
Okay.
And then David Edgar, who's not currently with anybody, but there's rumors that he could end up in the CPL. David Edgar.
Yeah.
Whitecaps, and then, you know, he's been around a
lot. Do you think David Edgar is actually going to land a spot, or do you think this is just talk just to get people going, which is not a bad thing?
It really depends on where he's at in his career. Like, if he's going to come over and, let's be real, because where he was used to playing Whitecaps, comes over, he's going to take a cut, and it's probably going to be a hefty one. But now you're building something and you're backing it. So if your mentality is that, then he could make the move, but it's really what's going on in his head, right?
I can already tell what's going on in his head right now. Dollar bills, y'all. Yes. And the CPL doesn't have that yet.
So. Yeah, not quite there yet, but yeah. And then Skylar Thomas, CPL, he's on that cusp as well. Left fullback, Marcel de Jong. And then Sam Adekugbe, brother Elijah Adekugbe, just signed for the Canadian Premier League. And then Ashton Morgan and Ryan Telfer from Toronto FC. So that almost looks like could be kind of a weak point.
It's pretty much where we're at.
Defensive midfield, Tiba Hutchinson, Semyon Pettit, or Piet Pettit. Mark-Anthony Kay. Mark-Anthony Kay was just coming back from a major injury that he had. Missed quite a bit of the year with LAFC, but quality player. And then this was kind of surprised me to see on this list. And I'll let Harry touch on this because he already
grew up 1 month.
He called Nick Lederwood Grandpa, but Nick Lederwood is on this list. But good vision.
Definitely, you know? Good vision. There's nothing I don't...
No, he's that kind of he brings that calming,
he does,
kind of presence to as a defensive midfielder, and that's what you want. Somebody who's a stay at home, who's got good eyes, is going to push the ball forward. That's Nick in a heartbeat. So perfect. In front of him, central midfielder would be, you know, they got Scotty Arfield, who's lighting it up at Rangers right now, Jay Chapman with Toronto FC, and then Wotherspoon, who's with St. Johnstone. Stanis, I don't really know who that is, and then Pedro Pacheco in Santa Clara. But depth, attacking mid, Jonathan Osorio, Russell Tybert, Kyle Becker, who's Forge FC, and then Camargo from Cavalry FC is here as well. Right wing, Fonzie, Balu Tabla, Liam Miller. Now it seems like we're heavy, like, on the right wing. Let's start teaching these boys how to kick with their left foot, please, because, like, obviously we need some of these guys to intermingle. You got Liam Miller with Liverpool, Balu Tablo with Barcelona, and Alfonso Davies with Bayern. We're a little heavy in that spot.
Yeah, but it's not a bad thing in a sense.
No, it's, I mean, it's good to have that.
Because if you actually think about it, and if the players play the right position, even if you're heavy on the right side, at the same time, you know all those defenders, everybody's going to be pushing to that side. This opens up the opportunity on the other side of the field to make sure that you are crossing that ball, looking for that proper pass and going for it. Maybe we're getting a little bit too much into it, but...
No, I don't think you're, you know, I don't think you're wrong.
That's a big thing. And all these players, you're going to see these names. These guys are going to be like, yeah, that's who I'm defending. There's going to be double man coverage sometimes. There's going to be guys out there just defending right in the center, and they're going to miss those passes across.
Yeah. And they got Chris Nanko, Forge FC, and then Kyle Porter from York 9 also, but... Tough for those two boys. It's going to be a while before you crack because these boys are... but good guys to want to, I guess, follow in that camp. Center forwards, Lucas Cavallini, Puebla, Kyle Aaron, Bisectas, to St. Ricketts, who's not with anybody. Marcus Haber. This is the one that signed with Pacific FC. And I just kind of wanted to make a comment about this because we were talking about this last week.
Okay.
And we're going to bring it up because that's whatever. It's called the Banter Zone for a reason. But he was released by Dundee, and it was like a mutual amicable, supposedly like a mutual breakup.
Yeah.
And then I started reading the comments.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem, like, now that you read the comments,
yeah,
it doesn't seem mutual. He seems to have a bit of a bad rap.
He does have a bad rap. He's got a bad attitude.
Supposedly, he can finish and he can score goals, which is obviously what you want out of your forward, but... Work ethic problems.
Oh, I can pot goals. Look at me go. I can put the ball in the back. Then I don't have to be out there for practice. I'm going to do this.
Shut up. I was a striker. That's why I like playing striker, because I don't have to run so hard. That's why you like being center back. So you just, back in the day, hang back. Back true. When we played the diamond formation in the back. Right? So a sweeper stopper.
Sweeper back. I love sweeper. Half the time I'd be sad and be like, ooh, butterflies.
But we just figured we'd point that out, but something to watch and keep an eye on.
Because that was the biggest thing. When they did sign him, there was media coverage, and there was so much negativity behind this.
Yeah, like a lot of fans were like clapping and happy that he was leaving.
But maybe at the same time, it is a good thing that this is happening to him. This, number one, change of scenery. Number two, you know what you're going to be walking into. You're going to walk in and understanding that, yeah, I do have a bad name in a sense, but now this is your time to turn things around and actually be the player that you should be.
Yeah. To watch him come into the CPL and just tear it up, which is what you want to see, obviously, but let's see if it'll...
Hopefully one day we'll be able to meet this guy, you know, with during one of our trips.
Hopefully he didn't watch this.
Yeah, and then understand that, you know, we're not trying to be jerks. It's just, this you did it yourself.
This is stuff that's out there. We don't know. I'm not in Scotland. I've never seen him play a Dundee. I don't know what he's like. So maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. Yeah. But either way, we're going to talk about it. Left wing, Junior Hollet, Jonathan David, young guy, quality, and then Randy Edwini Bonsu from FC Edmonton, Tencho Agandeli from Orlando FC, and Chris Twardek from Sligo Rovers, wherever that is.
Twerk it.
So, so quality. Quality that we've never really, like, all of a sudden it's like, holy shit. Canada's like, we got some good soccer players.
Yeah, but see, the biggest thing
is... soccer.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is, without this platform, and I know that Canada's tried several times, you know, to create a platform like this, this is the first time in history, and this is why I think the CPL will be bigger than the CFL in the future. I'm not saying right now, in the future, is because these guys are actually realizing, you know what, I don't have to go across east to play anymore, because hopefully by then, the CPL will have enough money to, of course, bring up all the, of course, the amount of money they're making. So the cap space, all the cap spaces are raised.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Too much excitement.
Yeah. But the cap spaces have risen. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. You can bring bigger players in. These are the biggest guys right now. Yes, and they're doing it in a great fashion. But now it's time to make a splash. But
yeah, I think it'll be like, obviously, it's going to take time for the caps to go up. And we're going to lose players to the MLS because they're just going to be able to afford them. But I kind of hope that most of the players are like, you know what? No, because I can... I'm sorry, but I think, like we've talked about this many times, the quality of the players that we're going to see coming out of this league is going to be better than the players that we're going to see coming that are in the MLS. And it's just the quality. These guys are, it's tactics and skill. And these,
there's a reason why some of these players that did play in the MLS are coming to the CPL, because they realize the quality behind MLS is shit. But
yeah, it really is. It's dump. A lot of it is dump and chase, and it's kind of
it's boring.
Crap, and the finesse isn't there.
I'm just not into
it. Not very. How many times do you see a string of more than three passes?
Yeah,
you see that with teams like Atlanta, and then destroy everybody they play, right? LAFC, you know, the quality teams that you see. I'm not talking about the quality teams with a bunch of old washed up European players like
Galaxy. You know?
Yeah, and it's funny because these washed up players are still tearing it up in the MLS, and it shows, right?
Because it's a lower.
And I think it'll be like watching. That's where it'll be like watching that difference in the Championship and the Premier League. Is the Premier League players are kind of like, well, we're here, we're big. Whereas all these boys, nah, we're
that's
hungry.
That's the best part. That's the best part because you know a lot of these guys are going to be planting. These bigger players are going to be planting, and they're not going to be able to move because they're going to.
We need CPL players. So somebody's got to watch this. And if when we play an MLS team in the Championship and the CPL team scores a goal. Someone's got to eat. We got to see that celebration. Eat. Right in front of them, too. Because the MLS boys, that one's going to hurt. Getting scored on by a CPL team.
I can't wait for that to happen.
That is going to hurt them, and that is going to be good. So that celebration's got to come.
Oh, you're making me hungry. What else have we got? Have we got anything else? Or should we get out of here?
That's it. I think we've yammered on long enough, and that was all CPL talk there for a while. But, nice to see all this stuff coming to fruition. Players signings coming. I'm sure by the time we release this, there's going to be, hopefully, more players that we've missed.
Yeah.
But let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it cracking. I want to see. I'm still hoping for that, like, couple big names. I want to see a couple. Like, not talking, obviously, big, but, like.
Big.
So I'm like, oh, shit, really? He signed a CPL? Like, that's what we're hoping for. So.
Why are they playing 10 men? Why are they one short all the time? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. Because he costs a little bit more.
Yeah, we got to wait until next year. So we had to leave that position open all year. We'll feel like with the backup goalie, you can play striker. Just so we can afford a proper striker next year. But yeah, I guess really on that note, you good?
I'm good. Stay classy. Don't paint your faces different colors. Find friends. Is that horrible?
Peace.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah.